Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of April 2019. Supreme Court has stayed Delhi High Court's eviction order against Associated Journals Limited, AJL, the publisher of Congress mouthpiece National Herald from ITO premises in New Delhi. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea challenging recent Aadhaar ordinance brought by Centre and asked the petitioners to approach High Court first with its grievances. Supreme Court has refused urgent listing of a plea seeking a stay on release of biopic on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the income tax return forms for the assessment year 2019 to 2020. Supreme Court, while hearing appeals of its registry against Delhi High Court order that CJI's office falls under the ambit of RTI Act, has observed that nobody wants a system of opaqueness, but in the name of transparency, judiciary cannot be destroyed. Supreme Court has held that assessing officer who prescribes time limit for filing auditor's report under subsection 2A of section 142 of the Income Tax Act is also entitled to extend time limit even if extension is not sought for by assessee. Supreme Court has held that in order to attract rigor of section 197 CRPC, the offence alleged against a government officer must have some nexus with discharge of his official duties as government officer. Supreme Court has held that grant of interim mandatory injunction is not prohibited. It can be granted in appropriate cases, and also observed that an ad interim mandatory injunction is to be granted not at the asking but on strong circumstance, so that to protect rights and interest of parties. Delhi High Court has imposed a cost of 3 lakh rupees on a local trader operating in Sadar Bazar for dealing in counterfeit products of French luxury brand Louis Vuitton and also for infringing trademark of the company. Delhi High Court has directed AIIMS to set up an expert panel to examine the forensic and post-mortem reports of a man who died allegedly due to medical negligence in 2016, so as to determine the cause of his death. Bombay High Court has held that a registered medical practitioner may medically terminate pregnancy which has exceeded 20 weeks without permission from High Court, only when he is of the opinion that the termination of such pregnancy is immediately necessary to save the life of the pregnant woman. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL petition to declare as illegal the election manifesto of ruling AIADMK, insofar as it is related to the announcement of payment of 1,500 rupees to BPL families and other poor people and destitute women. Madras High Court has refused to interfere in probe conducted by Justice A. Ramaswamy Commission into causes that led to death of former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister J.J. Lalitha. Madras High Court has cautioned DMK President M.K. Stalin that it will be constrained to vacate an interim stay order on defamation proceedings against him if he continues to make statements linking Chief Minister Edappadi K. Palani Swami in the Kodanad estate murder-cum-robbery case. Madras High Court has sought from central and Tamil Nadu governments details of fund allotment and utilization for development of Siddha medicine and observed that Siddha medicines have to be popularized by the governments in appropriate manner. Competition Commission of India has said that it has approved a deal involving acquisition of over 90% stake in Star Health and Allied Insurance Company by Westbridge AIFI, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala and others. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai bench has held that Commissioner of Customs has the power to recover both movable and immovable properties of the defaulters. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai bench has held that the provisions of Section 50C of the Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be applied when the property in question was sold under pressure.